Blue Apron Take Back Dinner.
I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And what we do here at the Liars Club is we have two of our comedy pals come on. We ask them to tell two stories. One is a truth, one is a lie. We try to figure out which one is a lie. And we do that, by the way, by playing along live here at the Comedy Store's YouTube page. And the people that are playing along live with us, their comments will be read out by our co-producer here, our on-air producer, Mr. Austin Walker.
Hey there. Good to see y'all again. Glad to be back.
Well, nice to have you back. Go Gators.
Go Gators.
All right. And then our other on-air producer is over there in the booth, Mr. Michael Evans. I don't know if he's on camera yet, but he'll be playing along as well. And would you please introduce our guest, Jessica?
Well, I would love to. Over to our left, he says he's the reigning champ. I disagree. He's also host of Dating No Filter on E! He also has a show that he's doing, Punching Up. It's called Punching Up Show. I think he does that on Instagram. Really funny show. This is Stephen Fury.
Hello. Good to be back.
I brought my belt back.
See if anyone wants to take it. I'm the four-time reigning champ of this show, both live and podcast. And I just want to say, all you suckers can come at me, but you can't get the belt. Lost some steam there at the end.
Yeah. Okay. And then this next song, Lady, was actually recommended by Billy Anderson.
Oh, nice.
She was doing his podcast.
Nice.
She's from New York, just moved here not long ago. She has a podcast called Comics Book Club. And then she does a monthly show called Vulnerability at El Cid. And we're already getting texts and tweets about her from our fans.
Oh, nice.
This is Rebecca Rush.
Welcome to the show, Rebecca Rush.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And I just want to tell you that your eyelash game is on fucking point.
You know, thank you, because I was worried about them.
Yeah.
So I just showered and I was like, are they fully dry? You know, did I brush them out well enough?
Yeah.
Should I check one more time?
And I bet when you glue those in, you can fucking glue them in fast, right?
I don't do it myself.
You don't? Oh,
no.
Are those like
extensions?
Fake the extensions?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I got extensions once, but then whenever I'd wear sunglasses or my glasses, they would like scrape the glasses. I'd be like, hi, everybody. Like, I'm so annoying. Do you have that problem?
Not really. You just need to go to the right person with the right lashes. I use a woman named Lauren Dwyer. Her Instagram is at Done by Lauren. She's like,
shout out Lauren.
Wow.
No, I had a really hard time.
Like,
I had
a professional over
there. I love
her,
but I had a really hard time finding a good lash person in LA. It was a lot of sad weeks.
Yeah.
I flew back to New York a few times, but LA just has a lot of great style, but lashes they have a hard time with.
And you found her at Long Lash.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Anyway, my apologies for that. For the people that are playing along in podcast land or listening in podcast land, know that you can play along Mondays at 4:30 and most Fridays at 8:30 at the Comedy Store's YouTube page. And if you wouldn't mind doing us a favor, follow us on our own YouTube page where we take our raw episodes and we spruce them up a little bit. We put our animations on there too. So if you want to follow us, that would be a wonderful thing and it would be a great show of gratitude
yeah. For all that we do for you.
Well, don't get all angry. Anyway, so let's just start the game. What do you say?
Yeah.
So I think we should let Mr. Reigning fucking champion over there
first.
Crack the ice. Go first.
He had such a shit attitude at our last show. He was not into it.
I was out of it that one, dude. I was just. You ever have the days where you're just not into living anymore?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I got to do a show. Okay. And then I was like sad trying to. Those days, I either got to get drunker or I'm
you
just.
You were drinking.
Gonna... Yeah, but it wasn't enough because you only get two drink tickets and that can't really spruce up.
Not everybody got two, so.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I
okay.
know.
Oh, flex.
No,
okay.
Well, yeah. Oh. All right. Let's hear your story.
First story. This one, I do not tell you if it's real or not real because I know the rules. I used to sell a lot of drugs when I was a kid. 13 to 26, and one of the first times when you start selling drugs, you kind of want to buy it
in bulk.
You want to buy in bulk, right? You kind of got to work your way up to that. I'm from Northern California, so what happens is I would buy ounces. Well, first I was like eighths, and I'd break them up and sell them dime bags. Then I went to ounces, and I was getting a quarter pounds, right? But I knew a guy in Fort Bragg, which is called the Emerald Triangle, and that's where back in the day all the weed was grown because it was outdoor.
Fort Bragg, North Carolina?
No, Fort Bragg, Mendocino, Northern California. It's where they grow a lot of weed. So
right by the ocean.
Yeah. So I did pretty well that year, and my school got me and my three friends. We were doing this thing called Future Leaders of America. And And that's where your parents gave like $300 and you would ride some stupid train to some fucking conference.
You were in that?
I mean,
I was in Future Homemakers of America.
Yeah, well, my parents thought I was in it.
How that worked out for both of you.
So pretty much I was allowed to be away for 3 days. So I told my three buddies that were in it too. I was like, yo, I got $700. Let's fucking go up to Fort Bragg. We'll pick up some weed. We'll smoke as much as we can. We'll come back. We'll stay at this girl's house. And then we'll sell it all. And then that's like what a true entrepreneur is.
How old were you?
I was 16 at this time. Uh-huh. So my buddy had his first car. Uh-huh. He ended up getting in trouble because we were, he was using his mom's credit card for gas. Uh-huh. So she was like, why were you in Mendocino on the 30th? But then we went up there and I tried going around to find weed and I finally found it. And I went to this big greenhouse and then the guy gave me the weed.
Teeth ground down?
No, thank you though for bringing that up.
What are you? What?
No, I have stumpy dolphin teeth, and I appreciate that. The
Why'd
internet
you
knows
do that, it. Jessica?
No, I thought he did it. They're all even.
It's okay. Okay, guys. So that's my story. If I want to say right now.
Fuck, Jessica.
If I could get a mouthpiece real quick. thank you for taking my insecurities. If you could bring my weight and my small legs, I would really love to cry in front of
Felicia. Felicia got
friends.
Your legs early on. Yeah.
This is great. This is great for my confidence. You wonder why I'm sad when I do your show.
Well, so I don't understand how you went and found weed. Did you have a connection in Mendocino or Fort Bragg?
So that's the thing. My mom was dating a guy, my stepdad John, who was from there. So I went up there, but I didn't have, and I knew his like nephew, and I didn't know his nephew enough to have his phone number. So then I just hung around the places he did, found him. He brought me to this place. I bought a quarter pound. Well, I bought a half pound mm-hmm. of snow cap. Came back down. So we slept at this girl's house and had our old friends come over.
So you're saying all these numbers and stuff, all I can equate them to are hamburgers.
Yeah.
So like a quarter pounder.
Yeah. So imagine a hamburger and then throw that away and say that's marijuana and drugs and it's in a bag. A half pound is about a freezer bag.
Wow. That seems so much bigger than a burger, though. A half pound burger.
Yeah. You know, I said that when he gave me. I was like, this is a lot bigger than a burger.
All right. I'm going to jump in. What places did you go hang out with that you thought this guy's cousin would hang out at? Like, was it surf shops or like the fertilizer store? Like, where did you fucking hang out?
You think it was like, so like Fort Bragg's kind of like hillbilly. Like a lot of times I feel like when you're on the ocean, you're not like a hillbilly. But like Fort Bragg's kind of, yeah, but you can be. So these are like hillbilly ocean people.
Have you heard of South Carolina?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
My dad just moved to Myrtle Beach. That's the white trash mecca, dude.
Yeah, I have no idea. I thought like the water would wash these people clean and get them some class, but it did not. So I would just hang out. I hung out in these three bars that I knew he hung out in, and I knew his truck. And the town, Fort Bragg's not very big. So then I hung out there, and then I went to the other place, and then I brought weed back and had a really great... Really great.
And how long did it take by the time you first started looking for him until you found him hanging out at all these
long
bars
time.
At the age of 16?
Long time. It was about...
good fucking boy, dude.
I know, right?
It was about 5 hours.
Yeah, you were hanging out at all these bars and you were only 16?
Well, I mean, it's not like I was walking in them and like...
You just hung out outside and said, have you seen Polly?
Well, I more drove around. You seen this man? I'm looking for Wade. You seen my hillbilly cousin? What? No, I did that for a long time, and we drove around. Well, I knew he had a truck, and I knew what truck it was.
Well, that still helps, I guess.
So then I would go looking at
the truck.
He had a truck,
okay.
Yeah. Huh, highly suspicious.
Okay.
But a first good story. Thank you for telling that story, Stephen. This is where I build you right the fuck back up. You know,
to bring him back down again.
We made fun of your shorts, made
Fury
fun of your
Fury is a very
teeth.
Funny guy,
He's
so don't let
funny.
This
well,
fool you.
This is helping now. Now I'm aroused. Keep saying it.
You
were
so
eyes.
Fucking oh, funny. God. Oh, my God. Sometimes when I watch you, I think to myself, I should go get a drink, but he's on stage. I won't leave. Is that better?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to need to go to the bathroom real quick. Just not long. Right, maybe a minute and a half, 45 seconds, if I really can think about it.
So anyone online, and what are they saying?
Jason Marino said, Jessica's already being mean. This is going to be a good episode.
Okay, so, yeah,
gee, the entity corroborates his story. Says, I live in Stockton, California, and I too started selling bags of drugs in middle school. So maybe a common thing to happen.
Well, I do know that it is true that you did sell a lot of drugs, because I think when you did the podcast before, you told a drug story. So and it's kind of common knowledge that you were a huge drug dealer at the age of 6 years old.
That's right. But now he's gone from drug dealer to drug addict. So
it's not an addiction. It's a party.
It looks like everybody online is already leaning towards this story being true, but
of
course a couple of people want to hear the next one, but yeah, seems like everybody's kind of like on the true train right now. So
wow,
with him just going up there and like not even knowing the guy's
They said there's not too many details, you know, that it was just kind of a smooth story. There was nothing, you know, too fantastical about it to make it outrageous. So it could be just a smooth, easy first true story.
You don't think it's fantastical to go to a town that you've never been to before?
No, I've been to the town.
Oh, you had been to that town?
Yeah, it was my stepdad's hometown. So we'd go there for like Christmas and shit.
Okay.
Or like we'd always go for the salmon festival.
Do you remember any names of the bars that you were at?
No, I
want to go to the salmon.
Yeah, the salmon festival.
Salmon festival
sounds like a lot.
No, salmon festival's a shit.
Where I'm from, we have the pickle festival, so I totally agree that
they have the kumquat festival in Lakeland area. Yeah.
Anyway, let's move right along. I hate to break up this exciting conversation exchange.
Strawberry festival.
Okay.
real quick, Dank Abbott says I don't trust dude stashes, so I don't know what that means.
Does he trust women's stashes more?
Yes.
That's why they're watching for me.
Woman with the mustache never lies.
All right, your turn.
Okay, when I was 14. My friend Sheena lived about a mile and a half from the University of Hartford, and her dad would leave for the weekend and just be like, the Porsche keys are on the counter. I don't know anything. And so we would...
What? To a 14-year-old?
No, she started driving when she was 12. And
did drive my dad around drunk at 14.
We would take the Porsche and go to the University of Hartford and pretend that we were... I pretended I went to UCLA, but I was taking a semester off. Because my parents were getting divorced, and she pretended that she was a day student. And we would just party with these guys all the time. Once we stole an ounce of weed from under somebody's mattress, and we like never got caught, we would eat in the cafeteria. We would, I had braces too. We'd like sometimes run into other girls from high school and just kind of like nod at them, you know, because we weren't the only people that did this. But once somebody came in the room and was like, where's the Bruin? I want to talk to her. And I didn't look up because I never looked up my fake school's mascot. So that's when I stopped going there.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the story is that a guy came in, said, where's the Bruin? And you didn't look up and you got caught.
Mm-hmm.
Did they do anything?
No, it was just like awkward. We went home. We just stopped partying there as much.
You know,
the stories that we used to party at colleges when we were 14 and we used to drive her dad's Porsche around.
Right. I was just going to say for people that are first listening, I mean, this is a game besides a podcast, and that's a clever move to just have a simple story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With no details, because it is a game.
I feel scared for any dude at that party though, you know, because like if there's like a 14-year-old, you came in a Porsche. It's like, oh, I'm supposed to check your social security number.
The fears of a rapist, everybody. The fears of a rapist.
No, of a man who thinks situations through.
Yeah, equals the rapist.
Yeah, I hooked up with a bunch of guys. I didn't think I was doing anything wrong.
You weren't. They were.
You were like hooking up, just making out, or hooking up like having sex with them.
I don't remember.
Like a good victim, like a true victim.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I was drinking a lot.
Yeah, I just can't imagine that a father would a Porsche. You know what I mean? Would give the 14-year-old daughter a Porsche, because then that means if it wrecks, there's no insurance recoup. You know what I mean? Like if you're giving the daughter the keys.
Oh well, he had like six other cars.
If they're from Connecticut, they're in evil banking and shit. They got
Did you come from a wealthy family too?
That's what Connecticut's known for?
My family does okay.
Yeah. Okay.
No, we've wow, gotten
you're
some.
Kind of an evil fuck, man.
No, yeah, I was like, who do you think of the, like the girls you
that
saw
was
doing
scary,
this?
Scary that look.
That, she's the kind of girl that did like what, like how she talks, everything. Like yeah. if you're like, what do the girls grow up to be that might have gone out and partied with college dudes when they were 14? Right. It's her.
Yeah,
exactly. Who.
Just hollow eyes.
She's like, I don't know. I don't. I know. Like, did you hook up with them or did you just party with them? I don't remember. Like, fuck yeah, you do, but you don't. It's true. Oh my God, I'm so afraid of women. What in the world? Okay.
So we've gotten a tweet from Kenny about said that you had like one of the most epic clips or something about being psychic.
You know, I really like to leave that in the
Kenny
past.
Kenny actually commented and said that Rebecca was mad at him for tweeting that.
I asked him to take it down. Somebody spread some false rumors about me in New York like 3 years ago, and I like lost my fucking mind trying to, and I just didn't react well. I don't know how you react well when somebody's lying about you, but I didn't.
Fair
you know,
enough.
And so I like made this YouTube video trying to like, talking about like what my psychic had told me about it, and then I was like crying like it was like a bad TikTok, and I was super stoned, so like in my attempt to defend myself I just made myself look worse, and now the only traces of these rumors are me or them making fun of my attempt to defend myself.
Got it.
Yeah.
Were you doing it seriously and the TikTok?
It was on YouTube, but I was like seriously like, you guys, my psychic said this. Like I was dead ass.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I was so traumatized.
Why didn't you just say the next morning I was doing a sketch?
Yeah.
I just took it down.
Yeah.
And then, you
but
know.
But it was too late.
Well, somebody already made a podcast making fun of it.
Yeah.
And I should say after
comedy
Casey,
has changed.
I said I was being treated worse than Casey Anthony.
Wow.
I did hear that because I heard on the thing it was something like, well, Casey Anthony's life's gotten better. Mine's something, I don't know.
I was just, yeah, I was in a dark place, man.
Uh-huh.
No one would even talk to me. I had to go back to AA. Someone to talk to.
All right, I believe the story about the Porsche and fucking guys when you're 14.
Kenny is showing some remorse for bringing it up. Kenny,
yeah. I didn't know it was
Kenny.
A sore spot.
Yeah.
Ken is such a big part of this show.
Oh yeah.
Is he really?
He's all the time.
I was like, please take that down. It was 3 years ago. I'm trying to move forward with my life. Thank you.
Thanks for bringing it up, Jessica. Jesus.
Hey, I bet.
Just
Ken
wait
like,
for it. There's going to be another video tonight.
If you can forgive Kenneth Lofgren, he'd probably love to hear it. Do you think you could move on from this ever?
Yeah, but can he delete it?
Can he delete that?
Wait, after I watch it.
I already just like sent it to Louis, and I'm like, Louis, are you kidding me? Take this down. I can't believe I've had some of you on my podcast after this.
DM it to me, Kim.
All right, so we'll move along. Let's go to your second story, Stephen.
How false do these stories need to be? Can they just have like false things, or that be completely made?
This is a strategy. This is a strategy.
Oh, boy. This is
a fucking strategy
right here. Come on.
As long as the meat of the story is not true.
Crux, I believe it's been referred to as.
The crux. It's the meat.
Yeah, fuck that crux.
Yeah.
Okay.
A nice little crux.
We're all sad, lonely people.
All right. I got my first job when I was 14. I worked at a zoo.
Oh, 14 again? Oh, you were 14. No, you were.
Yeah,
okay,
good.
Far, sorry, I think sorry. This is a Hollywood movie.
Very
but go
different
ahead.
Lives as yeah. four, at 14.
Yeah.
I'm working at the zoo.
I worked at the zoo for the first time, and it wasn't anything cool. You weren't like petting fucking tigers or anything. You ran like after school programs for kids to come to the zoo, and you hang out with them and stuff and do little games. One of the main ones I would do was if you ever go to the zoo at this time, they'd set like a little table up. And they'd have little stuff, things kids could do. Like, mine was they make chimpanzee masks, right? They color them, they do it right there, and they're right in front of the chimpanzees. But what there was...
The original blackface, I guess, huh?
Oh, I mean, I don't know.
God, right. That would look horrible, all these kids wearing those things? Colored I mean, in...
chimpanzees, they're not black people.
No, but they're all going to be black.
No. Okay.
Colored.
They would be colored, yes. Oh, but I'm gonna leave this one to you. Yeah, I'm not gonna comment on that one.
She had a rough afternoon.
North Carolina.
She was late, couldn't get out of her driveway.
She's from the South.
Well, chimps are black, so I'm assuming all these kids are gonna have.
Well, they're not black. They're varying shades. Some of
chimp
them have
lives matter.
Bamboos, yeah, have different colors on them. But we're gonna move along now because this is incorrect. This conversation.
Let's edit this part out.
We can't win with this conversation.
All right, so I'm doing the thing, right? I'm fucking with the fucking chimpanzees are here. The kids are paying their stuff. I got a new guy. We kind of switch people, right? Like the camp counselor you're with that day. So I'm with this one kid. He was kind of like a little grimy kid. Always rode his bike to the zoo to work, even though it was like 6 in the morning. We're 14. It was kind of iffy, right? And he goes, hey, man, this kind of sucks. You want to know a trick I learned last year? And I go, yeah. So if you know, like, a zoo, they always kind of keep the types of animals in the same area. You know, like the lions, the tigers over there, pandas over here. This one, they kind of had all the chimps and the monkeys. So he goes, right there is a manga bee. Now, a manga bee is like a little monkey with a tail. It's got a small exhibit, right? It's not very cool. But the thing you could do with a manga bee, right, is if you show it your elbows really quick, like this, you'll start to aggravate him, right? Like, you'll really start to piss him off.
Is it just this particular
it's
Magaboo?
Just no, it's any manga. Like another racist thing you said. No, mangabees. These types of mangabees. Uh-huh. Right?
Do they have like gangly arms, like really long?
Those
skin?
Are gibbons. Okay. You're thinking of gibbons. Okay. Those woot woot.
I'm watching Jessica's reaction and her wheels turn on this door. She can't wait to get out of here and YouTube this
thing. Dude, this will make you go to the zoo. And I feel like the zoo should tell people to do this, or it would make their sales bigger, right? So you do this and he gets mad. He goes like, wah. Then you do it again.
can you do that?
Oh, well, there's going to be two more, and I'm going to end it on a punchline.
Okay.
This guy's killer, man.
I'm telling you. Somebody online said he only wants to lie.
No. So then the second one, he stands up, right? And then the third one. The third one, you hit him with the double, and he will start jerking off no matter what.
As a show of dominance.
Yes, it's a battle thing, right? Because I don't know what the elbow
battle
thing.
Cry.
Yeah, I don't know what the elbow thing is, but he'll start doing that, right? Uh-huh. And he can do it. He will do it as many times as you do this, no matter the detriment to his health.
He's sitting over there, are you not entertained? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Raver Basher said, this dude has never told the truth in his life. Why is he here right now?
So
I like him.
So once I know that, the trick was to get as many people to gather around the manga bee to get him to jerk off in front of little kids, right?
Did you I don't mean to jump forward in your story, but did you guys try to like have a competition who could make him jerk off the most?
Well, see, that's the thing, right? You couldn't. People would notice if we're just like in the back, just like fucking with her. So you kind of like had to be like, hey, you might want to go over there, or like,
So. Who figured that out? Is that the only motion that'll get him?
Or we would masturbate like this.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, right?
What other motions could piss him off like that?
It was
that?
Just this. It was just this one, right? Just the elbows.
Oh,
and
someone learned that the hard way.
The quicker you did it, the more he'd like freak out, right? So me and this guy are having probably the best week of my life making this manga be masturbate in front of small children, right? Sounds weird, but when you're 14, that's a good time, right? So we're doing it, right? And this manga be by like the fifth day. He's a little tired, right?
Dehydrated.
Yeah, he's dehydrated. He's not like Sting. He's not like tantric sex. He's just getting tired, right? And then I see the head zookeeper person with two security guards coming after me, and I was like, fuck, you know? Like, in my head.
Man, these mosquitoes, man. Yeah.
In my head, I'm like, I'm about to go to jail for making this monkey jerk off in front of children for at least a week, right?
You're 14, though.
Yeah, yeah. 14, 15. This is like my first job. So then she takes me. She goes, hey, Steven, can I talk to you? And the guy, he didn't get in trouble. It was just me. Picks me up and brings me in the office. She goes, I heard you've been aggravating the manga bees. And I was like, oh, I don't know. No, I don't know what you're talking about, right? Because there's no real proof other than me kind of putting my elbows up, right? And then she goes, okay, fine. That's fine. You said you don't know anything. And then they go, okay, well, we're going to move you. And they moved me to the butterfly exhibit, which is, I'm going to be honest with you, a lot harder to get a butterfly to jerk off than a manga bee. And I sat there, and I swear to God, I don't even think it was a butterfly exhibit. I think it was just like a bush that they put me near. For the rest of the summer, I was just near a bush that maybe a moth would frequent.
Wow.
Was it inside a thing? Or?
No, it was in the zoo, but it was like in a corner on like a dirt patch.
How was that a butterfly exhibit?
Can we all agree that Steven gets a slow clap on that story? Can we all just...
Is that good? That was a lovely story.
Yeah, I thought that was a good story.
It'd be like if you guys set me up with a computer that switches cameras and is not connected to anything. Right. You guys just set me aside. Like, Michael's helping the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just sit in the dirt patch, you little pervert.
I have questions, though.
Yeah,
okay,
go, buddy.
So how did you get that job through a program through the city? I don't know if you grew up poor or was that... Because how did you get that job being under the age of 16? Because I know...
You get a working permit.
They have things now where you're near in high school, you can learn to be a zookeeper and while you're still in high school.
That's when you can do that where you don't have to work the last two two periods of your school day. You can go out.
See it for real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that oh my God, Michael, please start jerking off.
Oh, manga beating it in here, dude.
Why'd he just put the shade down on the window?
Let me ask you this. So, like, when you did that, were there any female manga bees in the cage?
He's all by himself.
He was by himself, yeah?
And he had a small cage, I would say half the size of this room.
And so it seems to me that you do know a lot about manga bees, and so, like, it is hilarious to me, if this is a lie, that you would Google information about
all
manga
morning,
bees.
I'm just like, what monkeys do people
well, now, let me tell you a little tidbit about Fury. When I first met him, in his set, a lot of zoo material.
Oh, really?
A lot of zoo material.
But Felicia said the same shit about knowing he sells drugs. Like, that's a pretty well-known fact for the guy.
Yeah, so. But he wasn't talking about that back then.
Yeah, I didn't know about the
He has a famous
stuff.
Flamingo bit.
It was.
Damn.
It used to be.
He did all the voices for all the animals.
It's embarrassing now, but it was...
So how did you get that job? How did you actually get that job?
My dad worked for the city of Sacramento as like one of the orange shirt guys that fixes mains or the water department, you know? And he somehow knew about it, and I just went there, and it kind of seemed like a job where everyone was like 14 to 16. And then there was older people who chaperoned us, and then there was a bunch of young kids.
Mm-hmm. It was kids working with kids.
Yeah.
All right. Any questions online, Oscar?
Let's see here.
Like, how do I find a manga bee?
How do you spell manga bee?
I have no idea.
See, that's what
I think it's phonetic.
I've never even heard of a manga bee, and I feel like if anybody at this table has ever heard of a manga bee, it'd be Jessica, because Jessica's really into monkey videos on YouTube.
I will tell you that there's none living in studio apartments.
Well, and that seems suspicious to me.
That's where she draws the line. If it's a monkey out in the wild, fuck that monkey.
Jason Marino is already saying that the first is true, and he said that's because that was his first instinct. He hates voting because he likes to be right, and I guess he's usually wrong. And then Ken Lofgren just chimed in.
I get that. I can relate with that.
Kenny says, I'm curious where Mike's at on this story, because we're usually opposite, but I'm first, lie, second, true. And that's what Ken Lofgren's going with it.
Yeah.
But are you not hung up at all on the 16-year-old bar thing from the first story?
Yeah,
or did you cover your ass on that one at all, Stephen?
I said I didn't went inside. I said I looked for his cars outside of a bar.
I wonder if he was just trying to be...
Yeah, that's,
you know, make it seem so unbelievable.
That's going to be the problem, is that I think that everything that encompasses what happened in the first story is all true. I think that where he grew up and the influence, I think he sold drugs. I think everything he described about how that ended up the way it did happened. I just don't know if the story within it happened. He could sell us anything. He's meant to make you buy something you're not supposed to buy. That was his whole job in the story.
Right.
Does that make sense?
I think I get what you're saying, because for sure...
I think he
both
sold drugs and all that, but I don't think this story happened.
Yeah, like the zoo thing I think is true, but then how would you know unless you Googled, you know, that kind of reaction in monkeys? How would you know?
I could have just made that up.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, he could have just made up manga bee for all I know, because I've never heard of anything like that.
If you Googled it today, he'd know how to spell it still.
Yeah, you don't know, you're not going to take a guess on how to spell it.
M-A-N-A...
there's a G
manga.
In there.
Well, don't help.
Like mango, but manga.
M-A-N. No, it's two E's, though. I know that. It's manga B like that.
So what do they exactly look like?
Kind of ugly, I'm going to be honest with you. It's like, imagine the ugliest monkey jerking off.
How
it's
big
not
are
even
they?
Like one
How
of the,
big?
Not one of the big nose ones.
Is it a big one? A big
it's
monkey?
I mean, it's probably about that big.
Yeah.
And why was he in such a little cage?
Oh, no, man.
And the head zookeeper came over and said, "You're aggravating the manga bees," plural, and you said one.
Oh, Austin's.
NBD, I don't know why anybody else.
Well, maybe the other ones kind of get upset, son. Like, man, that one's
he said he was in a
all
cage all by himself. He said that he's in there all by himself.
I'm pretty sure he was, yeah.
Yeah, Jason Marino says
14, 15 years old.
Jason Marino says he's smiling, that sneaky fuck. And it's true. He was sitting back going, ah, as I was making my plea for what's going on.
And he did ask in the beginning
of that
story how much of it has to
be. Being that I file them down every day like a fucking serial killer.
Did you freak out any of the kids?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of them were like, what is he doing?
And what would you say?
I wouldn't say anything. I'd be like, I don't know.
I'm a kid, too.
Yeah, this is crazy.
This thing's also jerking off in front of me. Yeah. You're like 14.
And would he come to fruition?
I never really saw that. I wasn't like, I just enjoyed the experience more than like
checking. Could you
checking
do an impression of a manga bee coming right now?
No.
Really? No. Really?
Jennifer
F. It was like that. It was a lot of face. And then he got, like, that was in the beginning, and then he'd get angrier when he was jerking off.
Could you do that for us, please?
I was like, and then he would do that.
Jennifer F. Knight says, if this is a lie, it's because the monkey was really a baboon, not a manga bee.
Oh, yes.
Well, then that would make it still true, because that's not the meat of the story.
No, well, I don't know. He was pretty well focused on that manga bee.
The meat was what?
Being beaten.
The manga bee, not the baboon bee.
All right.
Wow, good stories.
I'm sorry to tell you, Rebecca, it's your turn.
I'm pumped, dude.
Okay, so I didn't know what to do after I graduated college besides drugs.
And what college did you go to?
UConn.
Where's that at?
Where's that?
Connecticut.
Oh, we thought you meant UConn, like Y-U-K.
No.
UConn. I studied Inuit philosophy. A lot of whale blubber.
You guys laugh at my love of college sports. Who's the asshole now? All right.
We're always the assholes.
I was like, that's interesting.
Okay. My apologies.
But I just like, I wanted to be a poet, but I was like on a lot of drugs. So I just kind of thought that would be like a viable career.
I had a poem published once.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, when I was in
sixth grade.
That meme does not count.
Yeah, I was like fifth or sixth grade.
Where at?
I had that too.
Yeah, at school. I don't know. They published it in a book. Yeah. So like only a handful of us got picked. Mine was something stupid because, you know, I was into black guys and I wasn't allowed to be. So it was like, love is kind. Ah. Love is colorblind.
Yeah, that'll make a manga be jerking
Sam,
for sure.
That is deep.
Sponsored deep. By Jenko Jeans.
Yeah, Jenko Jets in this bitch. Sorry.
All right. Okay.
Oh, yeah, when I was in college, I would invite people over after parties and like force them to listen to my poetry. Yeah. But
oh, God.
Did
doing
you give
cocaine
him,
and listen
yeah,
to
I know. I was
poems?
Just going to say, did you give him cocaine?
No, I didn't have any to share with them, but to share. I got into crack.
I smoked crack once. It's okay. You can open up here.
Yeah, so I started smoking crack. It always happens because, like, one night you need more cocaine, and then somebody shows up, and they're like, this is smokable cocaine. It's the same thing. And you're like, okay. I'm coming down right now. I'll fucking do anything.
Yeah, so that's what happened to me. Like, we just ran out of meth, and they were like, well, I got this crack.
Exactly. Yeah, you get it. Or, like, your nose hurts, and you're like, well, I'm not... Fuck, I need something. I'm not ready to, like, go to sleep.
Right.
Or just stop. But I...
that was, like, the cackle of the cokers or something.
I graduated college... But I like my dad wanted me to like go to more classes to get like a teaching certificate because like this whole like he wasn't like down with my whole like I'm gonna be a famous poet idea and I'm gonna make six figures. I don't know what I thought, but I keep getting fired from my jobs and I just like hold up in my apartment in that window smoking crack. and may have seen a few gentlemen off Craigslist to keep it going. My dad was paying for part of the apartment. But at a certain point, I would, like, hole up in my bathroom and smoke so much crack that I would, like, straight think I was Madonna. Like, I can't even hit the high notes in, like, a version. But I'd be, like, singing to myself in the mirror. And you know how it gets. You smoke crack one time. And I'd be like, I am Madonna. And I would watch the cars go by out the window in the bathroom, and I became convinced that the cops were like staking me out.
This
just got worse and worse. So eventually I turned myself in.
For what? So just smoking crack?
Yeah, I showed up and I just like knew they were staking me out. And they
who did you turn yourself into?
Like the Newington Police Department.
You went down to the police station?
Yeah. And I just showed up and I was like, you know why I'm here. And they're like, no.
You caught me. You finally caught me.
And I just thought they were like playing this game with me. I was like, oh, they're fucking with, like, they know, you know why I'm here. And they're like, no, like, who are you? And
you're like, oh, wrong address. I thought this was somewhere else. Yeah. It's not dad. You're not here. Oh, okay. Sorry. You don't know me.
I'm here to show my elbows.
I was just like, are they fucking like they? What's gonna? And so finally, I was just like, I just want you to know that I don't smoke crack. And I like turned around to run out. And then they were like, wait, hold on a minute. And they got my dealer's number out of me. But then they let me go.
Wow. The easiest. Wow.
Question from online. What does crack smell like?
Oh, it smells like burning rubber.
Oh, interesting. Because Raver Basher says he smoked crack and it smells sweet.
I don't think so. It smells like fucking trash.
It's got
to... I believe that one.
Me too. Yeah.
Let me ask you...
I guess
you,
it could be like a saccharine-y type, but it mostly smells like rubber and trash.
It does have a unique smell.
Yeah, it smells like crack. It's what it smells like.
Yeah.
Maybe Raver Basher just likes crack.
Or it was some good crack.
How long after that story did you quit doing crack, or did you make a hit before you came down here? Like, how long?
I've been sober completely a year. It was like,
wonderful.
After that, I got married. I moved to South Beach. I did a lot of coke, drank a lot of wine, took a lot of Xanax,
hell yeah,
Molly, all that shit. But then I got
Fury's life now.
Divorced. And then I was never a daily cocaine user again. I haven't been a daily cocaine user in like 10 years. But I just kept holding on to like, oh, I can still drink wine, or I could still do hallucinogens, or the last few years it was weed. And then the last time I drank, I did Whippets for 4 days straight. Like, I was wearing an exercise glove by the end because I didn't want to rip my hand.
We used to huff air freshener. Did you do that?
No, but I did dust off.
Same thing.
Yeah. I've been completely clean and sober for almost a year now. Like off weed
you.
And everything.
Yeah, good for
That's
you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Are you married now?
No, I'm divorced.
I'm sorry.
No, it's better that way.
And why did you give up your dealer? I mean, you didn't have drugs on you, right? Like, why did you even stop? Like, what?
Dude, I just wanted to get the fuck out of there. I was like, what have I done? I'm so stupid. Uh-huh. They were like, not going to let me go without something.
And did your dealer get in trouble?
I did not know.
Did you never go to that dealer ever again?
No.
Hopefully he doesn't listen to this podcast.
Yeah,
Ken Lofgren, I think, is his name. He got it tweeted earlier.
Wow.
Smoke crack, you need to have a couple of dealers anyway. Because like sometimes you run out of crack at this time of morning, or sometimes you run out of crack at this time.
Cue the more you know symbol.
How much per day was your habit? It was a habit, right? Like you're doing it every day. How much was it?
Like over 100, 150 bucks, maybe.
Uh-huh.
It could have been worse. Yeah.
How'd you get that money?
Craigslist.
Oh, Craigslist.
Rest in peace, personal section.
Yeah.
It's funny watching Felicia process this live.
No, I know. So you did it on Craigslist? Yeah. I mean, I know someone that did stuff on Craigslist.
You were a sex worker, weren't you?
Yeah, I have no judgment. Yeah. I was a stripper when I was 18 or 19. Yeah, I have no judgment. But I'm just curious, like, how much would you charge them?
Wow.
I hope you didn't breathe that in because you just did drugs if you did.
I can't wait to isolate that clip.
Jesus, that was fucking like, look at that. Your face is now dewy.
That was a long time ago, and it's embarrassing because I charged, you know, like I've escorted as a real adult, and I've charged like more than double what you could charge on Craigslist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you ever
get... I just want to apologize publicly to all the viewers for having me spit.
Well, it looks great. It just replayed.
So apologize for that. It just went down the wrong hole.
Wow. Any questions online that are kind?
No, not a whole lot. They. Okay. I want to save their votes until after the recap. Okay. So other than that, they've kind of have voted, though. They all have an idea of where they're floating.
By the way, thank you for sharing that story. Don't be embarrassed.
Yeah,
we talk about everything. You know, like she smoked drugs with her mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And last week I confessed I've never told anybody about my finger book.
Yeah.
I made a list, like I had a diary of all the guys that had like fingered me and I'd kissed.
Yeah, wow. Exactly. Yeah.
I overdosed on weed edibles on the flight to Florida. I forgot to tell you all about that.
Oh, you did?
This past?
Yeah, because they never usually have worked on me in the past, and I ate a whole 225 milligram punch bar.
That's a lot.
What
dude.
The fuck?
And
are
I was
you serious?
I was fine until I was like 2 hours into Once Upon a Time in Hollywood on the flight, doing great. I ate a little snack box. Next thing you know, I'm nauseous, and I like push my way up to the front of the plane to tell the flight attendant, like, I'm about to barf, I'm pretty sure. And the next thing I wake up, they're just running around me, putting an oxygen mask on my face. Whoa. And stuff.
No,
I was
like,
I'm fine,
serious?
I swear to God.
You were that guy.
I was that guy,
Oh my God, are you serious?
But I got the even more space seats for free, ones right up front, because they wanted to keep an eye on me. But
worth
so
it.
So see, you're cooler than all of us.
Yeah.
So what we're saying.
Yeah. Do you have to use the oxygen mask that comes out of the thing?
No, they pulled it out of a separate layer, and then they took it off of me after a while.
Did they have to give you mouth to mouth?
No, but this guy did come up. This old man doctor.
The guy did kiss me, for sure.
Yeah, he did. He started feeling all over my wrist. And he's
the pilot?
Well, it was just this old man. He looked like Mel Brooks, actually. Uh-huh. And he was like, this man, his pulse is fine, but I just want to keep an eye on him. I'm a doctor. And the flight attendant's like, well, where are your credentials at? And he said, well, they're probably in my checked luggage or something. Well, she said, we have to ask you to stop because that's breaking several laws right now. And he said, I'm not leaving this young man's side. So now they're like getting in a tense situation.
He was just trying to get that extra room too.
And I'm like, just please make this situation less stressful and go sit down.
They don't charge you for that, right?
No.
That's my question.
It was great. Shout out JetBlue. We need them as a sponsor.
Big shout out JetBlue.
They know how to take care of an incapacitated passenger.
Okay. Wow. And did they have someone with a stretcher take you off the plane?
No, but she
like
was
that?
That's my biggest concern is like, I was like, I need to prove to them that I'm coherent and I don't need to be dropped off in New Orleans or something.
Right.
Like, just get me to Orlando and I'll be fine.
So you just sat there and repeated.
Yeah, and then
Go Gators. When I was like, I was a kid. I went to go fly home to see my mom. My dad flew me down to see her in Florida for like a Christmas or whatever. And I was sick and I threw up the whole way down there on the plane. Nobody gave me the time of fucking day, dude.
Well. Next time, I recommend pushing your way to the cockpit and passing out. That'll get you some quick
attention.
Oh, you
push your way to the cockpit?
Well, up to, you know, the galley or whatever you call it, where the flight attendants are all congregated.
Wow.
It was quite an adventure.
Yeah. When I'm home, I don't want to run errands or have to figure out a meal plan, especially because I have kids. That's why Blue Apron is a great solution. Their chef-designed recipes are easy to follow and give you a balanced, delicious meal. Blue Apron is a quick and easy way to make high-quality meals that everyone can enjoy. Use promo code LIARS to get $30 off your first order. Blue Apron, take back dinner.
So Steven's first story, he was a 16-year-old dope pusher from Northern California and was into pushing weights, selling ounces of weed all over Fort Bragg while he was
you
a future
my bio for festivals.
Leader of America. And he was hanging out in hillbilly bars looking for weed, and he finally found a guy in a truck out in the parking lot and smoked some weed and had a good weekend. Story two, he was a 14-year-old junior zookeeper and was friends with this grimy bike riding kid. And one day he wants to show something to Steven, and there was this monkey that would start jerking off if you showed him your elbows. So they can't get enough of watching this monkey beat his meat, and they're wearing their little elbows out, just showing elbows after elbows, trying to make this monkey violate himself in front of a bunch of kids. So the big boss at the zoo finds out and moves him to the butterfly exhibit.
Wasn't that like a 90s song, too? Something like, throw them bows, whatever.
That could be.
Yeah.
I can't see that.
That was really good. You're really good at writing.
Thank you very much.
That's a ludicrous
I'm
song.
Open for hire.
We got him there. Just so you know.
No, I've been here.
Well, how did this guy that showed you the elbow move? How did he find that out? How did he know that?
I think he'd done it the year before.
But
I think
how did
like
he?
A thing
did he
that
say
grimy kids?
Oh, that they.
Well, it was like we're kind of at a table. He was here, and we were meeting him, and. We were both hanging out. I was wearing like I was like a 14-year-old that said had a shirt that like a Bob Marley shirt on. I looked like a kid that would enjoy monkeys jerking off in front of children. And
wow.
I did. And
for sure.
That was a great summer.
I still think that's pretty funny.
Oh, you gotta keep that line. Okay. That was good.
Well, Michael Evans, what is your vote?
Dude,
you're gonna vote too, right, Rebecca?
How did we end up with four stories, I believe? I believe all four.
Yeah, they all are very believable.
Yeah.
And, well, I was going to mention about Rebecca's second stories is like they could both corroborate each other. Like the first one would make the second one make sense.
First part of the movie, second half.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess for Steven's stories, I'm going to go. I just fucking believe the zoo thing. It feels very real. I don't know. So the zoo. I'm going zoo is true.
I do believe he was a zoo daddy. I don't know, though. I'm really hung up on this one, to be honest with you. I don't have a definitive feeling on it.
I'm never the one, and I'm the only one that feels all right about this. What do you think, Felicia?
I think the second story is a lie. I think he did work at a zoo, maybe, but I think maybe the story happened to the kid.
The grimy kid?
Oh, the grimy kid, yeah. I was thinking maybe that.
Or what if Maccabees don't exist?
Yeah.
What if it was just urban legend around the zoo?
Yeah.
So every kid was doing this at the...
Right. That would be funny. Yeah,
the peacocks and throw them here. We'll start butt fucking. Really? The peacocks were butt fucking? Yeah, dude, I swear.
I'm going to go ahead and say the second story is a lie. What do you think, Rebecca?
I agree.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Why do you think it's a lie? What gives it
stand out?
Yeah. Like I've shown a man.
The part where
he
was asked in between stories how much of it had to be a lie to count.
Yeah.
But he was all like, "I'm the champion of this podcast," and then he's asking the specific rules.
He was like, "How much of a lie does it have to be?" And then he told a second story.
Yeah. Well, I think he's that strategic though. I think this is just high.
That's
aptitude.
What I was kind of thinking too.
For hot water.
It seemed like a misdirection almost.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get over the fact that I saw Steven smile. You know, because usually I never see you smile.
This
you're
guy's
always
sneaky.
Very...
Yeah.
This is the old Fury I knew. You know, Los Angeles has made him pretty salty.
Here's a good conspiracy.
Yeah. Am I a mean person here?
No.
I thought everyone's like, this guy's cool and handsome and funny.
Yeah, I think you're so cool and handsome and funny, dude.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
Let's start spreading that around.
Hell yeah.
Here's a good conspiracy from Jennifer Knight. She says, what if the monkey was the one throwing bows and Steven was the one throwing bows?
Yes.
Wow.
I think this monkey's challenging me.
I like this player.
He's like, huh?
All right, Jessica.
Okay, I have to vote, so I'm just going to go. I'm going to say, just because I know all of his material was so zoo heavy.
Yeah, you do have it in there.
Zoo Heavy, that's a good band name. Write that down.
Called it.
I'm going to say that the second one's true, that the first one is a lie. You just don't go to a place and look for somebody's truck.
Well, yeah.
A town.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you were going to do it, you'd be some dumb kid, you know?
Yeah, but even if it's a small town, people live out in the country, so you could be running around.
How many
around.
People you think lived in Fort Bragg at that time? How big is...
10,000? Maybe.
Yeah,
that's a big town.
That's not. No, I grew up in a town of 8,000 people, and there are three or four bars.
There's 40,000 people at LAX at all times.
Yeah.
Well, that's still. You can't even go through LAX, AX, whatever.
Jesus. Anyway, and
try to find a truck.
Yeah, but if you went through a quarter of LAX. If you went through
you
a
go to the bars
it,
in LA.
Yeah, and you wouldn't hit all the bars, and you know that, you know.
That he's going to be at that bar?
I'm going to be at Rockin' Brews. I'm going to be at... Oh, that's a deep cut LAX reference. No one got that one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right, dude, so I want to be on there with you. I want to know it, but...
All right. So what do you? So you're saying the second story is true?
I'm saying the first one's a lie.
Okay. Yeah, I'm saying the same thing, that the first story is a lie because of the 16-year-old bar thing. Even Madison texted me in the middle of that story and was like, that seems like a sloppy detail. And
Madison, your girlfriend is playing
Shout
on?
Out Madison!
Yeah, she's at work. And, should be working.
And she knows that you took those edibles on the airplane. She knows about that story.
She's the one that told me not to eat the entire thing on the way over there because she said, this has made me sick. And I was like, probably not. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
And, sick as a dog.
Unless... Never mind, I forgot my thing.
So as far as everybody online, except for Jason Marino thinks that the first story is a lie. Jason Marino is the only one going with the second story being a lie, but he also said,
Jason
he said, Felicia, you're my girl. He has a huge crush
finally,
on Felicia.
Finally, Jason, finally.
He's offered her money for sex.
Together, we are some compatible.
He's offered her money.
All right.
Felicia
Jason's
is his queen.
So which story...
Stop pushing out your boobs now that you've
I'm
used
not.
It.
I was cracking my back.
She was talking to me.
Which story, Stephen, is the lie?
Well, I was smiling because he nailed it where he was like, he said that the first one was, there's details that were based something on something real, but that, no, that didn't happen. The second one is 100% real.
Oh, man. I win! I win!
It feels good.
Champ that, baby.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, that he is a fantastic Liars Club guest.
Yes.
He's right
yes,
about that. Yes. And we should consider him for guest host yeah. things when you guys aren't around.
Why don't you just come in here and suck his dick, man?
Jesus Christ. I'm going to. I got to hit end live first.
You're coming in real hot over there, buddy.
You just wait till I pop this shirt off and get my skates on, okay? It's going to be wild.
I feel like this guy gets it, though.
I get it. I get it. I'm not wearing any pants, and I get it.
You guys need some time alone to throw elbows at each other.
All right, let's move on to Rebecca's stories.
All right, story one for Rebecca. She was 14 and had a friend who lived near Hartford University that had a dad who let her take his Porsche out and go out and wreak havoc all over town, stealing weed, banging dudes. But then one day she got caught and they settled down, probably. That was pretty much the end of that story. Very short, possibly shortest story on the Liars Club of all time.
That's very short.
Story number two.
Good strategy, though.
Yeah, it is. She didn't know what to do after college besides poetry and drugs, so she pretty much made a career out of it by forcing her friends to listen to her poetry. And one night, to make it more fun, somebody offered up some smokable coke, otherwise known as crack, and her dad...
Her poems got very long, and her dad wanted her
to be a teacher, but she was only interested in holding up with crack and Craigslist guys in an effort to become Madonna, but it never panned out, so she dropped it not long ago and got rid of that stuff. So,
do you have a favorite poem that you...
You forgot the whole thing about the police station. I feel like that was the meat of the story.
Yeah.
That is the meat of the story.
You can't forget the meat,
she turned herself in.
Oh, Michael, do you want to write this recap? Sorry.
No, we're good.
Hey, you know what? Hey, he got me, but I'll get him. I'm going to get him.
Okay. Inside joke, Rebecca. Inside joke.
Outside from now on. Outside joke.
Can you tell us any of your poems? Do you have any of your favorite poems that you have committed to memory or something you wrote specifically that you were like, that was your favorite thing you ever wrote?
Oh, I was working on this poem called To Enter at the time, and I thought it was like, I thought I was going to be like the next Allen Ginsberg. Like, I thought it was like the next Howl. Like, it was going to be published by itself. It was going to rocket me to fame.
Can you do any of the lines from it?
I'd prefer not to. In the words of Bartleby.
She has stopped doing lines, Felicia. Oh,
does that even out whatever? Is that true? Allen Ginsberg is a poet?
Yeah. He was a writer, right? He was a big writer. I think he was a poet, right?
I'm asking you guys.
Yeah, I think so.
She said yes.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm just trying to catch her. I don't know. I only knew Maya Angelou.
What did you say, Stephen?
So you toured with Bob Dylan for a while, I believe, right?
I don't know. I just know that Howl was published.
Open and doing the poem.
On its own. It was like a really long poem.
Tour with, it was like his show or whatever.
Right.
And then he got...
Yeah.
Oh. That's interesting.
What are your thoughts on this?
I think that the second one is true and the first one's a lie. Because that's just a drug thing to do, is to turn yourself in. It would have been even more hilarious if she turned herself into just somebody else on the street. But
you don't think anything about the first one is true, though? It felt pulled from something real. Maybe just not at, at that exact age.
I mean, I can relate to a lot of it. Like, you know, driving my dad around when I was 14 and he was drinking. You know, we had to do that. But, and going off with friends and partying, but...
Someone just commented, poetry is gay.
We stole parents' cars, but we never got them.
Yeah, I do get stuck on that a father would give keys, even if he had six of them, because if the daughter would have gotten the accident, and then it came out that he gave her permission to drive that car, that makes him liable. Up to like millions and millions of dollars.
But she did say he did it on the sly, and then he just put the keys on the counter and were like, hey, I'm gone for the weekend. Whatever happens, happens.
Right.
So he would have had to claim she stole the car.
That's like what you'd do if you're trying to get your kid to disappear while you're gone for the weekend.
Yeah, you get to vote. Yeah,
of course you do.
Yeah, we want to hear.
You're looking at her like you want to finish it up.
And we're trying to read her, dude.
We're trying to read. You are fucking hard to read.
So that's why I think you are a sex worker or were in the past, because you fucking, like, I can't tell what's going on with you. But I, that being said, what I was going to say is, I think if it's true that you did do like Craigslist stuff and all, an escort service thing, I think you would be too savvy to turn yourself in over drugs.
Yeah, but the drugs get to you. You get paranoid.
I'm going to go first one is real. Second one was, I think the second one's probably true. She probably did smoke a lot of crack in her room. But I think the meat of the story or the crux that you're talking about was going to the police.
Oh, that's what she was
yeah.
You can't hear me, police. Can you?
And then that part is fake.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
So you think the crack of the story is true?
I don't think anyone doubts the crack part.
Yeah. Steven has sold her crack.
Oh, fucking crux.
What are people online saying?
Well, Steve Dorr is defending poetry and said it's not that gay, trying to get Raver Basher to come off of that thing. But right now, the only people that have voted is Dank and Kenny, and they are split right down the middle. Dank is going, the first story is a lie. Kenny is going, the second story is a lie.
Dude, I'm stumped city here.
Did you already say what you thought the last one, what your vote
I'm
is?
Having a hard time because that first one was just so
wasn't
short.
Really a story.
Yeah, it was just like a blam, you know? Yeah. So
yeah. It seems like that would lead to someone smoking crack one day.
And I also feel when you told the second story, you were way more animated and more like you smiled a couple times. And so that's why I'm like, I think that's a lie, because earlier when Jessica brought up the thing she brought up, you got a little defensive, you know, which is fair because it's something you don't want to talk about anymore. And I feel like the second story is a lie because of that. You know, and I think you were too savvy to turn yourself into the police, especially, I'm going to say that.
Yeah, I'm going to go first story is true as well, I think. I'm going to go with Steven over there.
That is like a huge characteristic of crack, though, is paranoia of any uniformed person, of like being certain that you're being cased out.
Yes.
Like, it's true. I think it's that the meat and potatoes of the story don't feel, it's like, I think it's true she smoked crack. I don't know if she went out and turned herself in.
Right. I think I agree with Steven and you on that. And you're saying that.
I think
that
the first one's a lie. The second one's true.
Wait, I thought she grew up. UCLA was the school that you guys
UConn.
Party at?
UConn.
She said UCLA, but she's in UConn. She probably picked the farthest school.
But she said Bruin, which is UCLA's mascot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she said she didn't know that when the guy brought up Bruin. So she didn't
see,
know
it
that's
worked
how
on
she
me.
Got caught. Yeah.
She was only home because her parents were going through a divorce. Hmm.
That's the lie she said to people.
I'm fucked up on these. I need help.
Which seems, for a college kid to come home because your parents are getting divorced.
Rich kid thing, though.
Maybe.
Could be a rich kid thing.
And she said, we do okay. We do pretty good.
Yeah.
You don't give it up, though. Like, I can't read her at all.
Yeah, that's what Ken Lofgren just said. Kenny said nothing to read on. That's a great
She
tactic.
Learned that because she got held by the police.
No. Yeah, that's the other thing. You were true. Like, I can't read you at all. So I can't imagine that you would go in there and they'd be like, tell us your deal. And you'd be like, okay, because you are so fucking, you know.
Raver Bastard wants to know if you know what a primo is.
Is that a cigarette with coke in it?
Yeah, he said a crack laced weed joint, but yeah, it's pretty close. Pretty
that
close.
Sounds, right.
We're trivia. I mean, it's weed drug trivia over here.
He googled like that.
No googling.
God. All right,
that was
Rebecca.
Raver Bastard.
Rebecca, which story is the lie?
The second story is completely made up.
No!
Damn.
It's like a combination of like five different crack stories I heard in rehab from other people.
Did you never smoke crack?
No, I've smoked crack. But I was never like doing it all the time.
And did you do Craigslisting and escorting?
That's all separated.
That's what that part is.
Nothing to do with crack.
Stop okay. But you did do that.
When Craigslist was around for a very brief period when I first started on Seeking Arrangements like 3 years ago. So I kind of like taught myself the business, but I wasn't doing it because of drugs. I was doing it because I was
for
sick
your
of
art.
Fucking waitressing
yeah.
and getting fired from waitressing jobs and because of comedy.
You don't. Yeah, no explanation needed, but I was going to get very bummed out if it was all a lie. And then I'm all like, I feel you. I sucked a club owner's dick. I was going to be like, ugh.
That would be pretty funny, though.
I know.
Why? I was looking down on you, but now I guess.
I just never talk about it because, like, my stepsister's Etsy store advertised on my podcast, you know?
Uh-huh.
It just gets all like.
Right.
Like, I'm sober now. My parents are talking to me again. Well, my dad, I don't talk to my mom, but.
Yeah.
I'm just like.
Oh. I know a lot of.
It's one thing to talk about sex work on stage because they're like, oh, maybe she's joking.
Right.
I know a lot of female comics in LA that do seeking arrangements.
Well, I don't do seeking arrangements anymore because you can't really be safe. Like, you can't screen them because they're just like a bunch of men pretending
they're
don't.
Rich.
No, it's a bunch of men pretending they're not looking for a sex worker and a bunch of women pretending that they aren't a sex worker. So there's this bullshit. You can't
from the
be
beginning.
Like, you can't screen them. You can't be like, show me your LinkedIn profile. I want to talk to a previous provider because they're like, oh, what are you, professional? It's like the only time I've ever been called professional.
I want to say real quick, as great as these guys were, this was the most 2-0 week that we had. Like, everybody
really?
Got yeah,
well,
two right.
Them.
Mike, Ken, a lot of people getting 2-0 this week.
Wow. Well, thank you guys for playing along live. We appreciate our audience. We appreciate that you guys keep coming back week after week and playing the game. And we appreciate that you two came and told such great
thank
stories.
You guys.
Yeah,
thanks for
really good
us.
Podcast today. And you guys are really wonderful players. Jessica?
Am I supposed to bring up something?
Oh, all right. Is there anything? I don't know. I thought maybe you wanted to add something. Where can people follow you?
Oh, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at RebeccaRush639. And then my podcast is on Libsyn Comics Book Club. Sound smarter at parties. I read the books so you don't have to.
Wow, wonderful.
Follow me at Scuba Steve here on Instagram. Follow my Instagram show, Punching Up Show, where we watch people get the shit kicked out of them. And we make fun of them, and it's about a minute video, and it's one of the funniest things in the world.
Wonderful. All right.
Michael?
where did she go?
I don't know.
She had to go to the bathroom.
Dude, that was some cool mic drop shit. I'm going to start. I want to start leaving now. Can we leave that way? That was great.
No, you already do. As soon as we're done here, you're going to go.
You're right.
And then we're going to, where's Michael? We need to do a picture.
Well, he's doing a diarrhea somewhere, and that's just something I can't control. I'm High Five Michael on Instagram. You can check out my dates on my Instagram. I'm doing stand-up all the time in L.A.
All right, and what about you, Austin?
I'm at the Austin Walker on everything, even the Cash App. Send me some money. I got to get home for the holidays. Go Gators. That's all I got.
Okay, wonderful. You can follow me at Felicia Michaels all across the board. And once again, do us a big favor and follow us on our YouTube channel.
Oh, yes, please do.
The Bellarium Show. When's that?
Oh, yeah.
The 26th. And then we're at the Ice House on the 27th.
So it's going to be a Merry Christmas-ass weekend for y'all. So.
Yeah, and if anybody is in San Diego this weekend, I will be in San Diego at the Madhouse Comedy Theater.
Oh, I'm with Felicia.
Oh, okay. Did you get cleared?
Yeah, I'm shooting on the 11th.
Oh, wonderful. Jessica auditioned and got something else again.
Woo!
Congratulations.
You dyke on a bike, you.
I know, right? And I got paid a little more for this one.
Wonderful. Like,
I think my agent is like, I like her, dude.
Oh, good.
Drink on you, Friday.
Good for you. Good for you. Congratulations.
Yes, I did want to say something, and I keep forgetting now. I can't remember nothing at all. But follow me at JessWellington2 on everything. I never thought about that, but on Venmo, I'm at JessWellington.
No,
we do have a Patreon. If you do want to donate for the holidays, you can do that.
We're going to start releasing some stuff on Patreon, I think. Felicia was kind of tossing some ideas around, so start following that thing.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear that then. Follow me at JessWellington2 on everything. Again, come to our live shows. Thank you, guys. And you have been lied to.
Now, everybody, show your elbows.
Take that.
That was a great idea.
Quit beating off, Ken.
I'm not telling that one.
Disney, believe me. You're the real one.